This weekend, our region boasts orchestral indie rock, blissful folk, gothic folk, art openings, literary readings, country pop, holiday funk, and original roots rock. San Fermin, one of the coolest contemporary outfits, brings its enchanting orchestral indie rock to the Hunter Center at Mass Mocha in North Adams on Saturday at 8. Folk revivalist and Mass Mocha favorite Sam Amidon, a singer and multi-instrumentalist, warms up the crowd for San Fermin. Sounding something like a blend of Arcade Fire, The National, Bang on a Can, and Polyphonic Spree, San Fermin is the brainchild of Brooklyn composer-songwriter Ellis Ludwig Leone. His songs are rendered by a veritable fleet of horns, strings, and singers in what NPR calls a feast of gorgeous chamber pop. Also in North Adams, folk singer-songwriter Anais Mitchell will perform at the MCLA Church Street Center tonight at 7:30 p.m. as part of the MCLA Presents series. Mitchell, who is based in Vermont, recorded for Anita Franco's Righteous Babe Records for several years before starting her own Wilderland label in 2012. Duo Bridget Kearney and Benjamin Lazar Davis will warm up the crowd for Mitchell, whose music has been described as blissful epic folk. Over in Williamstown, one of my favorite writers of all time, Jim Shepherd, who teaches English at Williams, will read from his work in Griffin Hall, Room 3, on Monday at 7. Shepherd is the author of 6 previous novels and 4 story collections. His most recent novel, The Book of Aaron, tells the story of a young boy in the Warsaw Ghetto during the Holocaust. The novel was a finalist for the Kirkus Award and is a finalist for the Carnegie Medal in Fiction. This event is free and open to the public. Tonight in Pittsfield, artist and musician Ryder Cooley debuts a new installation of multimedia work and performs with her band Dust Bowl Fairies at the Whitney Center for the Arts. Cooley's installation, The Collected Works of Lady Ramshackle, is part of the Whitney's 3rd annual Whimsy Art Show, for which there will be a reception from 5 to 8 p.m., immediately followed at 8 by a free performance by Dust Bowl Fairies, an ethereal gothic folk chamber ensemble based in Hudson, New York, and featuring bittersweet songs with echoes of gypsy folk, pop, cabaret, and dark circus music. Roots rock singer-songwriter Jackie Green, perhaps best known for his work as guitarist for Black Crowes and Phil Lesh and Friends, helps Club Helsinki Hudson celebrate its 20th anniversary with a 2-night stint tonight and Saturday night at 9 p.m. Green synthesizes his deep affinity for American root styles into timeless, personally charged music. Country pop singer Brandi Carlile's 2005 self-titled debut landed her on Rolling Stone's top 10 list of artists to watch. Since then, she has steadily built a loyal fan base, won over by her critically acclaimed albums and her band's nonstop touring, which brings Carlile's winter acoustic tour to the Bardavon Opera House in Poughkeepsie on Saturday at 8 p.m. And in Albany, retro soul stars Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings stir up a funky holiday party at the Egg on Saturday at 7:30 p.m. with festive numbers from their brand new album of seasonal favorites, It's a Holiday Soul Party, along with explosive funk from their latest Grammy Award-nominated recording, Give the People What They Want. Eternally devoted to giving you what you want, I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.